KMAN's most listened to morning show, Tim and Terry.
Everybody's dissing on Winnipeg.
Man,
I can't wait to go home and get a Slurpee.
No, you got the Slurpee capital of the world. You got the garbage bag museum up there too, don't you? Since you invented it.
We don't actually have a garbage bag museum, but we should open one.
That would be such
a bunch of different garbage.
So hold on. Is that on a billboard anywhere in Winnipeg where it says home of the garbage?
Just the Slurpees. Okay. I wonder why the garbage bag hasn't been given more.
I would love to see a garbage bag museum just set up, just so you could make a meme about it, make fun of it. I'd have so much fun with that on this show.
I can't imagine it being a big draw.
What would be in that? Let's think that through. What would you, would it be one hallway or two? Would you have one room or maybe a bathroom alongside it?
I think there'd be just a bunch of trash cans with garbage cans in them. And then you'd walk in, you'd put your garbage in there. You'd be like, that's cool.
Don't touch the display.
Tim, Terry.
My story was, which I'm glad is not on film, but we had a grill out back. It's my home in Vegas. And we were in a few drinks that day. Okay, we're getting happy. We're grilling the steaks. And all of a sudden, it's like in a comedy film. My one friend, I'm standing facing him and I'm looking away from the grill. He's like, is that a fire behind you? I turn around. I'm like, oh, yeah, that is a fire. Oh, man, that's a grease fire. So immediately I run into the kitchen, what I shouldn't have done.
Who was supposed to be manning the steaks?
Me.
Okay.
I failed in my duties. It was a dereliction
of duty. You had one job, Tim.
Yeah. So I grabbed the water and threw it on the grill. And of course, that was the wrong thing to do. Flames shoot up. My next thought was push it in the pool. So we grabbed this expensive grill. It's probably a $5,000 grill.
My gosh.
And just pushed it into the pool.
Never mind what damage it can do to a pool.
Hey, water actually does work at that level.
Okay.
Just so you know.
When you submerge something in water, I think it will take the fire out. Yes. I really wish you would have gotten that. See, if TikTok had been around back then, that would have gone viral.
Well, I was just starting my MySpace account around that time. So.
Back to On Air with Tim and Terry.
Sound blocky in the building.
Yes. Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
So you're playing at Mykonos regularly, right?
Yeah, I played there twice. The first time was in the summer, and then the second time was New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a lot of videos of that.
Oh, yeah, it was wild. Rico popped in and sang, we have a song together coming out, so he did a live performance. It was madness.
How did that all come about?
I'm going to play it a little bit in the background, because
So I love this story. Okay, so the local singles, they're these two guys from New York, and we have the same management, and so we did a collaboration on the song Hot Steppa, which was not approved because obviously we couldn't get the rights to the vocals, but if you get it re-sung, you can get it approved by a label, a major label.
Oh, it's a Taylor Swift loophole.
Yes, right? Exactly. Yeah. So I sent it to like literally 30 different people that I knew in the industry, even asked them if they knew anyone else to be able to re-sing it, and no one could do it well. And then I was out here.
We're talking about Here Comes a Hot Step.
Yes.
That was my wedding entrance song.
Oh my God.
Because my husband loves that song so much.
Oh my God.
He was like,
so
I know our wedding entrance song, it's Hot Steppa. So
you're going to hear it come in here in a second.
But so I was DJing a surprise birthday party for a friend of ours at Public Beach, and he was started singing it next to me, and I was like, oh my God, you are the one, like it's gonna be you. And so I sent it to him and
literally
he absolutely
at the same time she sent it to her agents, and then she was like, you know what, let's just record it right now. So we did a little snippet.
We did a voice note that night when we were out.
Nice.
Can you at least do that a little bit? Come on, Rico.
Do it.
Give me your headphones real quick so you can hear it.
I can hear it.
It's so good. Oh my God. So it's been approved and we have a major label.
Tim, Terry.
Live from his studio in Paris. It's our doctor of love with his annual visit. I'm so nervous about this year.
Me too.
Terry, this is...
I wish you luck on this one, Tim.
Bonjour. Je suis François and I am known across the globe as an international love expert, or at least I was, until the day that I met the impossible project known as Tim Hartman.
Here we go again.
You have been the single greatest regret that I have had in my entire...
Same thing every year.
...career, and that includes the time I got syphilis.
Good Lord.
Okay, TMI on that one.
No, because I do not believe he is that undesirable. Well, maybe in some ways, but I do not believe there is nobody. I told him to go to a monastery to find himself. I told him to try, the men. He will not do it. I am out of ideas. Is it me? Am I the problem? I do not think so.
Yeah, it's been 6 years, Terry. It's been a little bit.
Think you're the problem, Francois.
I know it is him, but you know what? I must pull my services.
I knew it.
From you.
What?
I knew it.
You.
I knew it.
Made me into a laughing stock.
Oh, come
you
on.
You should hear them. Jean-Pierre. He's like, oh, Francois, I thought you are 100% guarantee, and you cannot even get an American with a strong passport to find a wife. How are you a expert lover?
Tim and Terry. C99.